anime artist offers personalized commissions. This is a story about a talented artist who capitalizes on their love for anime by offering personalized art. We're going to go to Hawaii, at least virtually, and learn how they navigate pricing strategies, portfolio creation, and keeping up with clients. Welcome, friends. Welcome to Side Hustle School. The podcast is all about helping you make extra money without quitting your job. And today's episode is part of a feature we call Your First $1,000. Your First $1,000. How does somebody get to that point? How do they have an idea, turn it into a product or a service, and make at least $1,000, often much more? We want to focus on that point of origin, that first 1,000. So with that in mind, today's feature comes from Kai in Honolulu. Kai is an artist who is really into anime. I mean, anime is cool. I like anime. I would have no idea how to draw it. It feels like a very foreign art form to me. But of course, a lot of people do figure out how to draw it. It's a huge industry. So let's hear a little bit from Kai, how they took their love for it and turned it into a little business. I'll come back at the end with just a few words of wrap up.
Hey folks, I'm Kai, and if you're into anime like I am, then you're gonna love what I did to make my first $1,000. I've been sketching anime characters since high school, but it was only recently that I realized I could actually monetize this skill. To start, I knew I had to showcase my range. So I created a portfolio using ArtStation. I included fan art, original characters, and even some manga pages to demonstrate my versatility. Then I posted snippets of my work on anime forums and subreddits, making sure to watermark each piece to protect my IP. The pricing was hard at first. I wasn't sure how to value my own work. After researching the market, I settled on a three-tiered system, $40 for a sketch, $70 for line art with basic colors, and $100 for fully rendered piece. I also offered an extra quick turnaround option for an additional $25. Next came the process of accepting commissions. I used Trello to manage my workflow, categorizing requests as new, in progress, and completed. For payments, I used PayPal, requiring a 50% deposit upfront. Social media was my main marketing channel. I used hashtags like #animeart and #commissionopen on Twitter and Instagram to attract a following. But what really turned the tide was joining Discord communities related to anime and art. I was able to directly communicate with clients via direct message. I even made some friends along the way. One critical aspect was customer management. Anime fans can be incredibly specific about their favorite characters or scenes. To ensure customer satisfaction, I made it a point to have a detailed discussion before starting any project. This paid off as the positive reviews started rolling in. Within 6 weeks, I hit my first $1,000. The revenue primarily came from fully rendered pieces, which took the most time, but were also the most rewarding. Additionally, some clients purchased multiple commissions after seeing the first piece, allowing me to establish a more predictable income flow. My key takeaway from this experience? Community matters. Engaging with anime fans and fellow artists not only gave me exposure, but also invaluable feedback to improve my craft. By listening and adapting, I was able to turn my passion into profit. Thanks for tuning in to my story.
Big thanks to Kai for telling us about their first $1,000. I hope you found it encouraging. I hope it got you thinking about what you can do. Maybe it's not art. Maybe it's not anime. Maybe it's something totally different. But you have a skill that can be transformed, adapted, evolved into a product or service, into something that earns money for you. Hopefully passive income. But even if it's just trading time for money, that's not always a bad thing, right? Especially if you're doing something that you enjoy. So we feature so many different stories and case studies on the show to kind of give you a range of possibilities. And as I said, hopefully get you thinking about what you can do. That's what it's all about. We've been doing it for 3,300 plus days in a row, and we're going to keep it going 7 days a week. Subscribe, follow wherever you get your shows. It's always free. My name is Chris Guillebeau. You are listening to Side Hustle School.
from the Onward Project.